Britain's unemployment rate is at its highest level in 17 years. The Office of National Statistics says the jobless rate hit 8.4% in the 3 months to January. Economists have warned that 3 million people could be left without a job by the end of the year. A Palestinian child has died from wounds sustained in an Israeli airstrike on the Gaza Strip. The 7-year-old boy has been identified as Baraka al-Mughrabi. Israeli attacks on Gaza have killed 26 Palestinians over the past 4 days. Security forces in Syria are now in full control of the central city of Idlib. The Syrian army has restored control of the city after several days of clashes with armed gangs. Officials say at least 50 gunmen have been killed so far. Reports say CIA chief David Petraeus is worried that Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi would reveal secrets about terrorist attacks in Iraq if placed on trial. Hashimi is accused of running death squads to carry out bombings and assassination attempts against Iraqi officials. Bombings in southern parts of Afghanistan have killed at least 9 civilians. 8 people were killed when an explosion hit a minivan in Helmand province. Elsewhere in Kandahar city, 1 person was killed and 2 wounded in a bomb blast. It targeted a convoy of government troops. Iran's president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has appeared in parliament to answer questions about alleged irregularities in his administration. The president was questioned on a variety of issues, including the government not meeting an economic growth target of 8%. Ahmadinejad said his government has implemented its economic plans as well as possible. Buddhist monks in Sri Lanka have marched outside the US embassy in Colombo, demanding Washington stop meddling in their country's internal affairs. The protesters were angered by a US-led resolution against Sri Lanka at the UN Human Rights Council. And China's prime minister says that there's an urgent need for reforms in the country. Wen Jiabao has warned that China could see a repeat of the Cultural Revolution in the absence of political and economic reforms. Wen made the comments during his final annual press conference as China's premier.